I'm here with Julia Gregg, who started the StoryCorps Evansville program, and it's been going on for a couple of years. How did that get started?
Well, the people in Evansville were so generous when my son Zach passed away and gave so much to his memorial that I was at a loss about what to use it for, and was looking through his Facebook and saw a picture of Zach and former CEO of NPR, Gary Nail. And it was just, his response was effusive about how much he loved NPR. So I thought, well, maybe we can do a StoryCorps Evansville or some other NPR service for the people here. And that's how it started.
And what's been the response?
The second year, which was this year, we had even more than last year. And the most important thing for me was that the stories were so poignant and so profound. It was a wonderful experience.
Is there a most common story topic?
There was not a common story topic this year. There were some stories of loss, many stories of love, some stories of the way the participant was raised, some positively, some negatively. But I guess the only commonality really is love.
How do you work with the people in the workshop, the storytellers that come to the workshop? How do you get them to tell their stories in just a very few days that you work with them?
I believe everybody has a story. So we start with that premise and give them some examples of stories that we already have. Let them brainstorm, have them write the story out. And this year on the third night, we only had three nights, they each read their story around a table. And what surprised me was that the stories were so beautifully edited already. They meant so much to the participants that we had very little work to do, whether they were happy stories or not so happy. There wasn't a dry eye around the table. And that was because people followed the steps to get to their story, but then they refined and refined at home. So when they brought the stories back to the table, they were heartfelt and needed very little editing, really.
So they immersed, I guess, in the storytelling for those 3 days?
And I had much help. Mark Lamb from New York City, who's a master storyteller for Moth, was so inspiring for these people. And I had Barbara Stahura, Judy Hood, Brick Briscoe. Everybody believes in stories. And so their enthusiasm was infectious. Some of the stories were unfinished business, and some of the stories were beautifully finished business. But once again, everybody has a story. If we do this again, and in any form, I encourage people to be willing to tell their stories because they're relatable, they connect us to other people.
Very good. Thank you, Julia Gregg, who started the StoryCorps Evansville Storytelling Workshop Program, and we'll have some of those stories on WNIN in the next few days. Thanks.
Thank you.